An area of low pressure is tracking to our southeast. That storm is passing south of Long Island, heading off into the ocean. This is the storm that brought us the wet weather yesterday and last night. Rainfall amounts were variable across the region. So now that area of rain has worked its way to the east. An upper level disturbance is coming through today. That's the reason why there's still the chance for a passing shower, maybe a rumble of thunder, over the next couple of hours. Later tonight, that disturbance will push off to the east. We'll have high pressure build in from the west, so clouds will break up moving into tonight. It will turn mainly clear to partly cloudy through the overnight hours. Some areas of fog are likely to form, and some of that fog may be locally dense late tonight into tomorrow morning, especially near bodies of water and in our valley locations. Temperatures tonight will be rather pleasant, maybe even a bit cool for the time of year, with lows down into the 50s across the region. A few spots through the Adirondacks may dip into the 40s by first thing in the morning. And moving through the day tomorrow, high pressure will be in control, so it'll be a pretty bright day. We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine. Now, across the far north, near the Canadian border, a little front will drop down. That means that it'll be a little bit cloudier across the north country. There may even be a couple of pop-up showers or storms tomorrow afternoon. Again, though, it's mainly in areas close to the Canadian border. So by and large, we're looking at dry weather across our area tomorrow, and temperatures will warm up pretty nicely, reaching into the upper 70s and low 80s across eastern New York and western New England. It'll turn comfortable tomorrow night, not quite as cool as tonight, with overnight lows tomorrow night near 60 degrees. And then on Thursday, we'll see those numbers bounce back up into the 80s. We may even reach into the mid-80s on Thursday afternoon. And if we get to the mid-80s, that's actually above normal for this time of year. We haven't had temperatures above normal very much in recent time. Now on Thursday, it looks to be mainly dry again. So the next couple of days are looking overall mainly dry. And then moving closer to Friday in the weekend, it turns a little bit cloudier once again, and we're going to bring back our chances for rain at least at times in that time frame. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight turning mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, chance of an afternoon shower or storm with highs in the 70s to around 80. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the 70s to around 80. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy, areas of fog, pleasant, with lows in the 50s to around 60. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, with a high around 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy, areas of fog that may be locally dense in spots, with lows in the 50s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and some afternoon clouds, pleasant with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Region-wide on Thursday, partly sunny, high 78 to 86, and then on Friday, variably cloudy with the chance of showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s to near 80. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.